stalking towards Babylon. That is a paraphrase of William Butler Yeats' The Second Coming. Here is an apocalyptic vision indeed. See the cow moose and her young calf, blinded by high beams, yea, freeze framed there on center line of Alcan, just above Fort St. John, B.C. Ah, hey. Oh, empathize with great Stone Age beasts, frozen there amidst great swirling gusts of traffic whipped and wind-driven snow. Oh, caught up in the absolutely horrific onslaught of all this evil to the hilt, this effing fuckacious fracking traffic. Hey, I said wait. Do you commerce in a world of confusion? Do you traffic in the industrial trade of mass chaos and greed? Here is an unending procession of mud and grimed oil tanker trucks that cannot be stopped to allow the moose to cross. With an endless rush of trucks right on my bumper, I can't stop any more than this evil industrial mayhem can be brought to a screeching halt. But hey, what I said was, wait, do you commerce in a world of confusion? Do you traffic in the industrial trade of mass chaos and greed? I'm swept on by, the brave moose are gone. What I'm left with is an absolutely imperative conviction that I must separate myself from this madness at any cost. Yes, what's left is an utterly helpless feeling, an unstoppable rush towards an environmental Armageddon. Ah, hey. Elkin Highway, just north of Fort St. John, B.C., fall 2012.